know what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made with, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Welcome to Bless Their Hearts. Jamie and John here. John, I got a question for you.
What's that?
Could Helen Keller sue Ray for saying bad things about her on every intro of this show?
She's dead.
What about her estate? Is there a Helen Keller estate? I mean, she flew planes and wrote books. Did she have kids?
That was Amelia Earhart. I don't think she ever had kids.
What?
I don't think she had kids.
Who? What's Amelia Earhart have to do with this?
I don't think Helen Keller flew planes.
She flew planes.
Helen Keller.
Helen Keller. That's part of the point here.
I said Amelia Earhart flew planes.
She did indeed. I mean,
well, she flew
one way trip. Helen Keller plane.
I'm certain that's not true.
In 1946, Helen Keller, who was deaf and blind, successfully piloted a four-engine Douglas Skymaster for 20 minutes while flying from Rome to Paris.
Okay, so if a four-year-old was lucky enough to get into the cockpit and the plane was being flew by a pilot, but then they let the kid touch the stick, the kid might think, I flew a plane.
I mean, it's on the books, bro.
I guarantee this. Helen Keller may have flew a plane, quote unquote, flew a plane. She might have had her hand on the stick. She didn't know she was flying a plane.
How would she have known? Like, why do people? Yeah, I mean, how? So we learn things from our senses. How would she learn any of this to do these things without senses? It makes no sense. Anyway, Ray talks smack about her every intro, and I just don't know if our insurance covers Ray.
Yeah, but I feel like...
Yeah, we have insurance for getting sued, by the way. That's
yeah, that's a whole different
That became
story.
A necessity.
was she born deaf and blind?
Yeah. Okay. So it's not like she had previous experience to draw from.
And you can say that she learned Braille, but how do you know that she actually did?
Right.
Unless she learned it well enough to write it back, and then you read that to know that she was having an actual conversation.
Didn't know that she was replying in context. Yes.
There's a lady that goes to our theater that was in our play, actually, and she, like, her job is she makes, like, Braille machines that is used in instruction. So, like, teaching, like, teachers being able to teach Braille. I'm going to ask her a bunch of Helen questions.
Do you know how... Teachers teach Braille audibly. You hear how to use Braille.
No, you don't.
You do. Like, you say, okay, you feel that? That's a G. You feel that? That's a chair.
That's
like,
true. That's okay. Yeah.
So she couldn't hear to learn Braille. I didn't mean to belabor the Helen Keller fact.
You would have, if you want her to learn dog, you would have to bring a dog in and then immediately let her pet the dog and then feel the letters for Braille of dog. And at that point, that's the best you can do.
How is she going to know the difference between a dog, a cat, a mule, and a giraffe?
She could still smell, so maybe they're very distinct.
I don't know.
Maybe she smelled animals in the weird way that animals smell animals.
Maybe. Oh, I mean, you mean like on their butts?
Like, oh, somebody's in the house. I felt the wind. Jamie's here. And he's had spaghetti today.
Oof. No. Speaking of fake news, we supposedly launched a rocket last week. So
on April Fool's
we're
Day,
we're supposed to go to the moon, and they're like, no, we're just going to go right around it. Like, okay.
When's the launch? On the day of the year where the most people will definitely not believe this happened.
Yeah, we're going to, on the day that everybody lies about everything, we're going to send people to the moon.
There's 364 other days that they could have chosen.
You seem to get a kick out of April Fool's.
Man, I love April Fool's.
I don't know. I'm not very trusting, and I don't like being lied to. And I feel like this is a day full of lies.
Yeah, it's amazing. So there's almost a ritual in my family. Like, my mom and my aunt love to try to get me. So what's unfortunate is about, I don't know, 5 years or more now, I get a phone call from my stepdad, and he's like, hey, your mom has had a pretty bad fall, and we've had to take her to the hospital. And I'm like, no, I'm not buying it. This was on April Fool's Day. So I'm like, no, that's good. Hope she feels better. Tell her Godspeed. And he's like, Jonathan, I'm being serious. Like, she's had a pretty rough fall. Like, she's going to be okay, but she's in bad shape. So this went on for 3 or 4 minutes. He's like, John, I know that it's April Fool's Day, and I'm telling you, your mom is in the hospital. So I finally got like, okay, this is not a joke. So just very unfortunate.
Exactly what he would say if it was a joke.
But then last week on April Fool's Day, I get a phone call from a 606 number, which is like Southern Kentucky. I'm like, all right, I'll answer this. And it's a voice that is a female, and she is hysterical. And she's like
really funny, like a comedian,
Hysterically crying.
Okay.
Like, and she's,
I know what you meant.
She's like, John, this is Kirsten, and I work with your mom. She's had a very bad wreck, and she's on her way to the hospital. I can't get in touch with Scott. He's not answering your phone. His phone. And I'm like, all right, we'll tell her happy April Fools, and I'll see you later. And she laughed and then hung up. Like, dang. That's the kind of crap that we do. That's why I didn't believe her when she called me that day.
So
my stepdad called.
But you enjoy this. See, that would, if that happened to me, I think it would scar me forever, and I would hate this day.
That, I mean, my mom does this crap all the time. So my aunt is named Coosie.
Yes, she is.
Well, I think her actual name is May, but for some reason, we also call her Coosie, and only Coosie. So we have a ritual. We don't talk to each other any time of the year except for April Fool's Day. So I tried to call her, couldn't get her. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get my son in on this action. He's old enough. So I'm like, all right, here's what we're going to do. My Aunt Coosie, her adult daughter is like in her 50s, and she lives with her. So I'm like, what we're going to do is you're going to call my Aunt Coosie, and you're going to say hi, and just make her think that you are Cindy's child that she's never told Coosie about. So he nailed it. He is an actor. So he called and he's like, is this Coosie? Yes. Coosie, my name is Ricky Reed. And I don't know how to tell you this, but I've never known who my mom was. And my dad said to call this number because you'll tell me a little bit about my mom, Cindy. And then my aunt, you could just hear the panic. You said your name is what? Ricky Reed. Well, who's your daddy? And he's like, Ricky Reed Sr.
Richard Reed.
And in my heart, I was just so proud. And she said, and he told you that Cindy's your mom. Cindy, get in here.
I mean, let's run this back, though. I mean, she would know if Cindy had a baby, right? Like, it's better if...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, if it's faking the
but
dad.
Just know that this scenario, it could have happened.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked. She fell for it.
So, before Cindy gets on the phone, my Aunt Coosie says, well, I'm gonna go get Cindy. And my son said, I'm so excited to finally talk to my mom. And she's like, well, now don't get too excited now. Like, so Cindy gets on the phone and she's like, and your daddy said that I'm your mom, honey. I ain't never had no baby other than the one that's living with me right now. And he's like, well, that's what my daddy said.
Yeah.
And then I'm in the background. Tell Cindy she owes me 18 years of child support. So
did they figure it out?
No, they hung up on me. Well, they hung up on my son.
Have you?
So then
them?
I called him back. Oh, okay. And I was like, gotcha. She's like, that was a good one. That was a good one.
That is pretty good.
What if my Aunt Cindy like really did have a kid that she gave up and nobody knew about it?
Dang, that'd be a horrible way to find. Well, I mean, it's like that episode of The Office where he just starts telling all these rumors and then one of them's true.
Yeah, that was pretty messed up.
You posted on Facebook that I was quitting True Crime Cast. We got a lot of comments.
Yeah, that backfired a little
somebody
bit.
Somebody said, I was ready for the tea. Wow, it's messed up. That doesn't mean we have falling out. Maybe we just retired.
Or maybe you got thrown in jail for weird stuff. You know?
I don't know.
Could happen.
Then we have a couple that come back with, Could it be the other way around to keep Jamie?
Wasn't expecting that.
Would believe John, not Jamie.
That one hurt. Like, why? I think that's what I said back with the Neil Patrick Harrison.
Yeah, I mean, like, why do they just feel like you're not as invested as I am?
I mean, it's true.
But I feel like you're the favorite. And then, so glad it's not true. Love you, John, but it wouldn't be the same.
Oh, well,
let's be honest. Would you replace me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Who do you got in mind?
You know, I think my first call would be Nate.
Nate Dogg, my man.
No, I mean, I guess the right answer is no, I could never replace you. I would be so sad.
Yeah, it's a lot of work being me.
Yeah, and I don't want to do it.
Again, I don't want to do it either.
I'd probably still do Patreon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just start cashing those checks.
Mm-hmm. Exclusively.
Just not, no content. Just hope people forgot about it. Hope nobody picks up on that rocket money or whatever.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Screw rocket money, man. You know?
John, I think you owe the world an apology.
I'm sure I do. But you want to be a little bit more specific?
So, I brought something to the theater, and you asked me for some of it. This is a candy that you have, like, spit into the trash can and told me was awful before.
Mm-hmm.
This time you asked me for seconds, and that's my all-time favorite, Everlasting Gobstoppers.
Yep.
And you like them now.
I do. I get them now. I get them.
You didn't get it before.
I didn't. You're familiar with Jawbreakers, right?
Yeah.
Jawbreakers, and maybe I don't get Jawbreakers, but the Jawbreaker experience that I've had is it's a never-ending, no-payoff candy.
Pretty much, yeah.
So when I first tried a Gobstopper, I thought, this is just a mini Jawbreaker.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't realize is if you are just slightly patient and can wait literally like 2 minutes, then you can bite the candy and experience the joy that is the taste of that.
And, I mean, just keep it – you got like – if you put a purple one in – once that layer goes away, you could have an orange layer under it and then a cherry layer.
I think that one of the first ones I tried just didn't start with a very flavorful outside, and I didn't give it enough time to get past
the grape's the best start, I think.
Yeah. One of them just doesn't have much flavor to begin with.
It's probably yellow.
I bet it was.
But you like Gobstoppers.
I do. I get them now, and well, when I say I get them, I mean, like, I inherently understand their complexity.
I really thought you were just going to keep asking me for them and keep throwing them in the trash, and I was ready to fight you because they're so hard to find.
I got a couple, and I put them in, and I was being patient. I was going through the motions, but then I had to speak on stage, so I had to spit them out because I couldn't give my speech with – like 3 or 4 of these in my mouth. So I spit them in a cup, and I might as well have just like burned a Bible in your front yard.
Also, it was so loud. It was like you hit a gong with the cup. Yeah. I don't know why, but it was so loud.
But then the next day or sometime after that, I tried them again and gave it some time, and the reward was amazing.
I feel like I'm a lot like Gobstoppers. You just got to figure out.
It took me about 2 years to finally.
So you got to figure out what it's about. You got to realize the patience.
Do you think that, like, when I first met you, you were the most sarcastic person I'd ever met? And I also just generally hate myself. So then when you give me a hard time, I'm like, oh, yeah. No. He hates me too.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I think I actually said that this week.
Is that how you rub people today?
Honestly, since you have told me that, I just started a new job. So I've met like 10 new people that I see every day.
You're nice to people?
I have been the nicest.
That's probably creepy too.
Like, I hope you have a lovely day today, ma'am. I adore that apron. Nobody wears an apron where I work.
What?
I don't know.
Things really tough? You working at the Taco Bell now?
I mean, night shift at the Waffle House. It's a good time.
That would be peak existence.
That would be terrible to work there.
Gosh. Oh man, you just stay sober and then just.
Think about how many cigarettes you'd have to smoke to get your ashes in the eggs. It'd have to be a lot.
I'm sounding better by the minute, buddy.
Yeah, no, I've gone above normal effort to be kind to people.
If I meet people for the first time and they're too kind, I'm thinking, what are they hiding?
Yeah, that's probably what's happening.
Yeah, so you got to be a little edgy.
So it's probably worse this way.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just go in and be a jerk.
Yeah, let them know.
And just start pointing people.
Maybe if they don't hate themselves, it's fun.
Bad hair, walk funny, smell funny.
Moly, moly, moly,
loser. I don't know. I do have to go to an office and see people. So far, everybody's been great, but man, it's an adjustment. I got a scenario for you that I've run up against. They're doing some construction. So right now, I'm in a room with 6 cubicles. These cubicles are taller than me, and they are almost fully enclosed. So they got the 3 walls, and then there's only like enough room for a door. Of course, there is no door. So 2 of the people on my side, one has taken like, I don't know, some weird kind of shelf thing, and she uses it as a door for her cubicle.
So there's something that she physically moves.
Yes.
And so that's her way of saying, this is my space. Don't come in unless I welcome you in.
Yes. And the other guy just put up a curtain across his for the same reason. So now I'm the only one without a barrier. I try to let my face be the barrier, just let people see me and know not to talk to me, but it's not working.
What is the dynamic professionally in this office? Like, do these people report to you?
No, we are on the same team with very different functions. Okay. So
you all report to the same person?
No, we report to 3 different people.
Okay.
It's a weird situation.
Your colleagues, kind of.
Yes.
Nobody reports to you.
I don't know, man.
You put up a curtain.
I thought about getting some saloon doors. What kind of message would that send? I think it'd be baller.
I like it. I think you should also start wearing exclusively cowboy boots.
I think I should. Spurs and everything. I think
get some vests, like leather vests.
Yeah, not creepy vests. Somebody suggested I get like a bead curtain door thing.
Oh, like a hippie vibe?
Yeah. I don't know.
Get a lava lamp for your desk?
What I really want is just everybody else to take their stuff away. I would feel a lot better. Not that there's anything wrong with what they're doing. I hate being left out, and I feel like they took the good options.
I can't picture what the shelf thing is that she's...
I don't even know how to describe it. She's in the back in the corner, so all you kind of see is that it's blocked. You don't really know.
Send me a picture of
that. She's very funny.
For the guy with the curtain, that's just... creepy. You know what's behind the curtain, man?
I think she went with the shelf first, and he's like, I gotta put something up here, and the easiest situation was a curtain.
What's you hiding?
It's a solid black curtain. It's not anything. Yeah. And there's like a little fun like where am I board on the outside of it. Everybody up there has something like that except me. Everybody,
where am I, buddy? You better be at
well
desk,
like am I in a meeting work? Am I off sick? Am I remote? Whatever. I don't have anything
like
that.
Does he pretend like he's Oz, the great and powerful?
He should. Be like, who goes there?
At like 12 o'clock, do flames shoot up?
I don't know. I'm never there. I'm just kidding. I'm there a lot. But, I mean, my desk is very plain. I have no blocker, and I'm just like...
You bought me that on-air thing. Maybe you should take that and hang it up and just turn it on when
I'm there?
When you're like in a meeting or something.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. That's not a bad idea. I don't remember where that came from.
Your wife bought it for you, maybe, and then somehow it ended up here?
When I had a job doing radio.
Oh, yeah. That's part of an April Fool's joke that I didn't tell you about.
What's that?
My mom called me and said, you know, when I made that Facebook post, she's like, John, did Jamie really quit? I was like, yeah, Mom. Jamie's going through a hard time. If you could add him to your church prayer list, he'd probably be really grateful. What's wrong, John? Mom, he started a new job. I think he's splitting up with his wife.
Dude.
I was like, I think.
That's a lot.
I think he's in a bad way, Mom. And Lord, I just hate to hear that. You think everything's going to be all right? Mom, I don't know. He's just not the same person anymore. And then I hear my stepdad in the background. He's messing with you, Kathy.
Is it, was that any of. Like Freudian stuff? Like
no, there's more to it that I can't say.
No, I mean, am I different? Like, are you saying things about...
No. I'll tell you the rest off air and it'll make sense.
Are you mad at me?
No.
Are you sure?
My son heard it. He thought it was hilarious. Okay. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. But yeah, we got to get you something to put up in your cubicle.
I don't know what to do. Maybe I just need to wait it out until he gets moved to an office, but I don't know how long that's going to be because I don't know how long things take. I've just been there for like 2 weeks.
And like there's construction happening, so eventually you will get your own like office?
Yeah, there are people, they're doing construction. I'm on the third floor. There's a bunch of people that are going to move to the first floor. They can't move to the first floor until somebody in the first floor moves to a new building. So it's like a domino situation. So
this will mean nothing to most people listening, but what building are you in?
Whitlock.
Whitlock.
Used to be Student Services Building.
Oh, you're like in the middle of campus.
Yeah, I'm right behind the gym.
All right.
So, yeah, waiting on a group to move out of the first floor. And there's a group moving from third to first. And then the rest of the third will open up for us.
Right on, man.
Yeah, I need to get some beads. If anybody has any saloon doors, that's my... I've always wanted saloon doors on something.
Never I feel can make like it happen. Our local theater has saloon doors. So we'll just temporarily borrow
them. We'll borrow them until we need them. I mean, I'll give them back.
Yeah, I think we need to make that happen.
I mean, me at my job is pretty much me acting like I know what I'm doing anyway.
You've got to have the good hinges, too, that set, like, always set perfectly. So
yeah, they can't
And they,
be.
Like, swing back and forth very aggressively until they come to rest.
Yeah, and when they come to rest, they like barely skim each other. Mm-hmm. There's no
that's
no interruption.
That takes some skill.
Which I don't have.
Which your cubicle may not allow for because we can't modify it.
I don't know that. Oh, yeah, it's not a good situation. I'm going to whisper this. I broke it.
You broke the cubicle already?
Well, I was moving into a different cubicle and I went to move the desk. It turns out it was attached to the cubicle, so I broke it. And then instead of telling anybody or fixing it, I went to another cube and just left it.
Some poor soul's going to set their stuff down on that, and it's going to break, and you're going to be like, what's the matter with you, idiot?
What did you do?
God, why are you being so aggressive over there?
Fired.
Oh, you broke your leg? Well, that's what you get.
Fired guy. Oh, I didn't break it that bad. Nobody's going to get hurt. It's their fault.
This is what we call evidence.
Yeah, I should have whispered lower. All right, guys, we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll get in some fun stuff. All right.
Speaking of April Fools, let's have some fun.
I just talked John into making an April Fool's call. And look, here's the thing. A lot of people don't answer their phones anymore. I'm actually surprised that your aunt answered her phone. So I hope this works.
We called her home phone because she still has a home phone.
What is that? So I'm going to share a contact with you. What does that mean? I don't even know. Apparently somebody used to have an HTC phone, whatever that means.
I have no idea.
HTC? Must have been me. I just assume I'm going to be silent here.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see how this goes.
Hello.
Hey, is this Caleb?
Who's this?
Hey, Caleb. This is Ricky. Hey. I think you're. Hey, buddy. I think you're married to Lexi. I had my car down at the Rex. And I think she backed up into me, and then she took off, man. I got your number through my buddy, but I mean,
you was where?
Rax, getting one of them, just getting some dinner Rax. And stuff. Yeah.
You been to Rax, any? She's not been to Rax, and I'm telling how long.
Now, this was yesterday, so it wasn't just now, but I had to get. No, I found your number from a buddy of mine.
She worked in Whitesburg.
Now this wasn't Rex at Whitesburg. Now this was Rex there in Harlan.
That's what I'm saying. She works in Whitesburg. She hadn't been to Rex. She ain't been to Harlan in a month.
Well, now Caleb, I don't, you know, kind of sounds like you're calling me a liar now. And I'm trying to talk to you man to man about this. So I think she was at Rex, and I think she might be telling you a story.
What? Hello?
Are you there, buddy? Are you there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, it also, I mean, it's worse than that. I mean, I think my car is totaled. But then to beat it all, I came down there to talk to you in person. You, one of your daggone coon dogs got out, bit my leg. So now I've got a bum leg and a car that don't work. So by God, we're going to have to fix this somehow.
How you think we should fix it?
Well, you're going to have to throw me a lot of money, man. I mean, I got to buy a new car. I mean, my leg ain't going to heal up without no antibiotics or nothing. So, I mean, I'm going to have to pay a doctor for that. Or you could just give me the coon dog if you want to do that. I'd trade you my bum leg and a busted up car for a coon dog and call it good.
Bum leg and a busted up car. That sounds like I'm getting burnt.
Well, I mean, you could have a busted up leg too if you'd rather have that.
Well, that sounds even better.
Well,
just how big a boy are you?
Well, buddy, I'm bigger than you are. I know that for a fact.
Do you know?
I said it.
Well, that just means you'll fall off harder.
Well, if you think you're strong enough to push me over, I'll take you on even with a busted leg. The problem is I ain't got no way to get to you. So if you want to drive, if you want to meet me somewhere, or maybe just come and pick me up and then we'll go somewhere else, whatever's convenient for you.
Well, just get your buddy, get the buddy that gave you my number. Just you and him both come on down.
Well, Lord.
He can drive you.
You want to take on two people?
I do.
Now, Caleb, that don't seem like a good idea. Well, now you said you're frisky. Now, I ain't into that kind of stuff. I was wanting to fight you, not make out with you or nothing. Daggum, man.
Well, we can.
Do what now?
I said that's what I meant, is a fight, or a good fight or something.
I'd just assume have a bummed up leg than do all that now.
Well, that's fine. Whatever you want to do, it's whatever.
So what about this coon dog? I mean, are we going to make a deal or not?
I probably got an old plug out there. I'll trade you.
Clug? Is that what you named your dog as, Clug?
No, I said an old plug coon dog out there. It ain't worth nothing.
Well, if my name was Clug, I probably wouldn't chase a coon either. So do you have one named like Goliath or something like that now?
No, I ain't got no
Roscoe. Goliath.
No, I ain't got no Roscoes.
I don't know. What else? What else you got?
Well, how about this? You get the buddy and you come down and we'll tussle and then I'll do your trade.
Tussle? Is that what kids are calling it nowadays? Why do you make everything so weird? I'm just a good old boy. If you want to have a fight, we can have a fight, but we ain't going to call it nothing weird.
Okay, well, that works too. Fight, tussle, whatever you want to do.
Well, did your wife enjoy it? Your wife was carrying an awful lot of food. Was that all that for her?
I don't know. You want to ask her?
How's your brother doing these days?
My brother?
Yeah, ain't he the sheriff of Harlan County now?
I ain't got no brother. That's a sheriff.
Oh, all right.
You got a sister?
No.
No.
Why, were you going to say something gross about her right in front of your wife?
No, I was just wondering.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess I'm going to get off here and start looking for a car on the Facebook Marketplace since, you walked them busted mine up.
Well, how old's your mom?
I don't know. How old are you?
I'm old enough.
All right, then.
When did you figure it out?
I love you, Caleb.
Caleb, when did you figure it out? Like, you texted me pretty early on.
It was very early on. I muted it until Lexi. I said, I'm pretty sure this is Uncle Jamie's buddy, John.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
I mean,
the one he said Caleb, I could tell it was him. And then he started talking about trade.
That was immediate.
It's probably because he was talking about racks. Dang it. What would you have done if that was so? We were going to put that on the podcast if you're okay with it. What would you have done if that was for real, though? Because I don't think you would have done that.
No, I probably wouldn't have. But I mean, if they really wanted to come tussle, and I know Lexi wasn't down there, I'd probably tussle.
Do you always say tussle?
No, that's just what comes to my mind.
That took any fear I would normally have straight away.
I don't know. I've seen Caleb fight. I wouldn't want to be in on that.
I think we need to call your brother, Jamie, and mess with him.
Do you think we can call Hobie? How do you think that would go, Caleb? Will he even answer his phone?
He would, yeah.
Okay.
We might. Caleb, is there anything in particular I could say that would really push his buttons?
Yeah.
Can I call him the law man?
All right. That went about as well as I expected. We hung up with Caleb.
Yeah. He didn't cuss at all.
You know, obviously he said he knew it was you pretty early. Yeah. I don't think he knew it was you that early, but he did text me about 2 minutes in and was like, tell John I said hi. And I was like, that's what are you talking about? So that was pretty good.
That's pretty good. I'm proud of him.
I don't think we can call my brother.
Oh, no.
I don't feel good about his patience. Like Caleb, I'm actually shocked that Caleb didn't.
I mean, I'm losing. To be clear, I really would. That's what I'm going for.
Oh, I know. This is a kid. This is a family show. You know.
Yeah. You want to call my grandmother and pretend like you're a prince who needs money or something? See if she falls for that
again. I've already done that.
That's funny.
Every day.
There's my inheritance.
No, that was good, man. Do you miss it? Do you miss prank calling people?
So much, man. I really would like to do one more just to get somebody
going. What idea you got, man? I don't know.
One of my favorites just made no sense, but it was at 3 a.m. You'd call the oldest sounding name in the phone book and just say, hey, Ethel, your goats are over here eating my flowers. And then inevitably she would say, well, I don't have any goats. Well, I ain't got no flowers now either, Ethel.
I don't know.
And then just keep that going.
I don't have anybody's number that you don't have at this point. I think we've exhausted our numbers. We'll come up with some better ideas for prank calls, but I like that one. That was good.
All right.
That was good. You did good. You kept finding ways. Like, I kept expecting you to be like, just kidding. Ha ha ha.
Nah.
No, you're a professional.
He didn't get riled up. I'm proud of him. I feel like Caleb 10 years ago would have got riled up.
I mean, I'm really disappointed that he kept saying tussle. That really, respect level just tanks.
Yeah. I mean, he is in Harlan, so it's basically the 1950s there, which was the language they used.
He's like, come on, see? No, that's the 20s. No.
And in New York.
Hobie, if you listen to this and you want us to prank call you, just let us know. I would like your permission. I don't want to make you mad.
I would already have called you if Jamie would have shared your number.
There you go. He actually asked me, never give John my number.
Oh,
well. That happened. Okay. It didn't happen. I'm just kidding. April Fool's. I hate April Fool's Day. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed our prank call.
I was thinking we could call our neighbor Chris. He'll murder us.
Dude, he is.
Yeah. All right, guys.
He would just come out shooting.
Before I have a bad idea that gets me killed or canceled, I'm going to call it a night.
Happy a week after April Fool's Day.
We love you. Leave us a rating and a review.
You've listened to Bless Their Hearts, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and go check us out on stoveleg.com where you can learn more about Jamie and John. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.